Guys, welcome to another episode of the Christian Women in Business video podcast. I hope you're well. I just realised I've sat next to an open window. Very noisy cars. So, a couple of episodes ago, I shared how we needed to drive up to Queensland, which is the tropical end of Australia, and basically do a reno. Because one, a tenant trashed the joint. Not trashed, but trashed. There's a few holes. The place was absolutely disgusting, like cleanliness wise. And it had just not been looked after at all. But in saying that, like when we originally bought this place, we did just a quick paint cosmetic reno on it, knowing that one day we'd need to come back and update the kitchen and the bathroom. So we thought, while we're up here needing to tidy the place up, like let's just get the whole, like let's upgrade the kitchen and the bathroom while we're here. So that was 3 weeks ago, I think now. So the last episode I drove down the south coast to pick up all our stuff in our van, came back up, packed what we had in Sydney in our van, and then like we got the van so full it wasn't even funny. But yeah, so we made it up here in our van, which was great. And yeah, the place was just absolutely, oh my gosh, the roof needed replacing, heap had been damaged, had been done because there was a big leak in the roof, all the gutters need replacing. Yeah, there was just a lot, or there has been a lot of work. So I had a lot going on. So we got up here on the Good Friday, and then I found out on the Saturday, so Good Friday was on a Friday, obviously, on the Saturday here, Good Friday in the UK, that sadly my dad had passed away. So mum called me on Saturday to let me know that. So it's been a little bit of a whirlwind. So just been trying to, I don't know, you just crack on with it, don't you? When you need to get something done. And we're up here. I was stressing because I did want to go back to the UK to go to the funeral. So, but God had it all worked out. So I was stressing because we're going to be here for 2 weeks, and then I didn't know how soon we're going to do the funeral. We're calling it a celebration service. But the earliest that they could get in was the 10th of May, which meant I could do the 2 weeks here, have 2 weeks at home, and then head off to the UK. But this has taken us longer than what we thought. So I'll have 3 weeks here. We're going back this Sunday. Today is Wednesday. And then I'll head to the UK on Australia Day the 6th and get there on the 7th, which the 6th in the UK is the King's coronation, which is interesting and quite significant. Yeah, so here we are. So in my last episode, I was talking about how God has like always provided on every single renovation that we did or that we've done, and he has not failed. That's the aircon unit, by the way, it's tiny, but there you go. He did not fail on this one at all. At first we were like, oh my gosh, she's left a heap of junk, which she did. There was so much stuff, but actually some of the stuff she did leave was really, really useful. She left a really good working fridge. She left a washing machine. She left the most disgusting yet very comfortable big sofas in the house. There was two sofas in the garage as well. They are still on the front lawn. What else? Obviously the oven was still here. We've been able to eat good while we've been here. A fridge has been really handy. We did bring a car fridge with us, but this fridge has just been amazing because it's a fridge freezer. So I'll take you around, but the couches have gone now. It's amazing what people will buy or come and get for free from Facebook Marketplace. So I've got rid of a heap of stuff just from Facebook Marketplace. place. I've only put it on for free. I thought we've been blessed, like, let's bless others. So she left this, which was in the kitchen, but we've put in the laundry because we put a new kitchen in. That's the washing machine. It's a little bit dodge. This room hasn't been touched yet, apart from being cleaned, ready to paint. We're going to replace the laundry tub. And currently, oh, there was holes in the doors. All the doors had holes in. I'm about to replace all the doors. This is the back door waiting to go on. I'll move back a bit. I don't know if that helps. Yeah, every single door was destroyed. But that's the only toilet in the place. This is going to get all painted. Yeah, it's a bit of a nuisance when you need to have a wee at 3 o'clock in the morning. So provided exponentially. So after we recorded the video, I'll get my video editor to pop some pickies in of the before and afters. Obviously, this is not finished yet, but this is a second-hand kitchen that we put in. We got it for $250 Australian. So before, there was like a massive wall here. We've taken some of it out, put this kitchen in. We're just gyprocking the gap. But yeah, the kitchen is done, apart from silicone, and it just needs a really good clean, and the floor panel thingos, can't think of the name right now, put back on them. We're replacing this light, and I'm working on trims today, so this will be trimmed up. But this has had 1.5 coats of paint. I ran out of paint yesterday, and it was Anzac Day, so I did basically up to here. All this area is done apart from and that here, and then I just need to redo in here, and then once we've fixed all this wall up, obviously I'll do that. And I just kept it super simple because we needed to get it done as soon as possible, so I went with a really light gray. Not sure I like the color, to be honest, but it is what it is now. And then I've done the ceiling and the walls the same color. That's why I went with a light color, so I didn't have to spend heaps of time cutting in. And I could just do it really quick. I need to buy like one color of paint. However, these panels, because it's an old fibro shack, they are, how do I say this politely? Time wasters for paint. Like, I still needed to cut in all around them, and it took heaps of time for the ceilings. But yeah, we're lucky because it's actually made of this hardwood, wood board, or I can't remember what you call it now, but it's not asbestos. The only asbestos that we've had has been in the bathroom. There is our tool room. I'm not going to show you that, but these doors are going to be replaced. I've cleaned all the windows, so they're ready to paint. So that's exciting. So this is the bathroom in its current state. So we very carefully removed the walls, because these are asbestos. We put the plumbing in. This is where the bath was, so we've had to kind of put fresh drip rock in there. That's the loo, which is here. The loo's ready to go in. Vanity's going to go here. There's going to be a shower here. And then we are going to stick with these because we just don't have time to completely re-jip rock it. So I'll be putting some really good primer on there. And then we'll just do it the same grey. And we're going to keep this mirror. It looks old, but meh. It might make the place feel a little bit bigger. So this bedroom is almost done. I've put the first coat of trim on this morning. This is where Graham's sleeping. Oh, that was another thing. Graham, we were left two sets of bunk beds. They both had mattresses on it. And then we were able, yes, it's a bit gross, but it was better than the mat that he had to sleep on. So we covered it up. He's in his sleeping bag, and that's where Nate's dad is sleeping. But second coat of gloss in here. Then this room is done apart from the door, which I'm super excited about. So it is a really subtle grey, but it's like, now I've put the white trims on, it's, and the trims will look more poppy with the second coat. It looks less white, if you like. So this is our room. Currently got sheets on all our stuff. We bought a double mattress up for us to sleep on. Haven't done the trims in here yet. This is my next room to work on, but all the windows are all ready to paint. I do have a couple of patches that I just need to repaint over. But yeah, this one does have a new door. The doors, oh my gosh, they are the most ridiculous sizes. So we'll have to add a bit to the top here. I don't know what they were thinking back in the day, but apparently normal size doors wasn't one of the things. Yeah, so that's where we're up to. God has provided immensely. He has given me strength, courage, determination, whatever else you want to say, to keep going through all the emotions. I actually think when I found out about Dad, I was working out in the garden. So I was out in the sunshine, I was moving my body, and I just think it was the best thing ever. This was where I was working. So this was all overgrown to basically where, just beyond where this wooden thing is, like really high up. Couldn't get past the garage. The garage has all been painted as well. I painted the doors. They are the same color as the roof. So we had to replace some of the roof panels, replace the gutter in, and we repainted the roof. Oops. There we go. So yeah, the whole roof has been repainted. We repainted the whole of the outside of the house too. Nathan's put a door on that. He's gonna be getting told off. Most of the windows on the outside are done. I just have this one and this one to redo because Graham started working there while I was painting, but I've got the glass out anyway. So yeah, we can now see beyond our garage. These things are like 10 meters long over the garage. Haven't painted this side of the garage. But that can be our little secret. But yeah, the front's done. So we've got a few cupboards in here. We're not leaving anything expensive in the garage. Everything is in the house, so it's safe. But we've got the vanity, which should be going in today. I don't know where the sink's gone for. Oh, there's the sink. It's upside down. These are going in the laundry as storage. They are the kitchen pantry, but we just couldn't fit it in. This is what's left over from, this was like, oh, it was so high and so big. I did 3 tip runs last week, got rid of most of it. This is all thorny stuff, like painful, massive, giant, chunky thorns. So I think maybe tonight, depending on how we go, we might have a fire. And just burn it all, because it's just too dangerous to put in a van. If it was on a like a giant truck or a trailer, it'd be all right, but it's just, you can't even grab it, like, yeah, it's horrible. So I'll wash him for the day. Yeah, so it's been quite an adventure. If I get time, I will paint the fence. If I don't, it just needs fixing. We've got a lot of termite damage around the property. We believe the termites have vacated now, but we've been fixing a lot of termite damage too. All the window coverings are took off, cleaned, painted, put back on. This is still open because we're still going under the house. And then we just need to, on Friday, do a couple more tip runs. This is what's left that I've had out on Facebook Marketplace for free, again, for people to take. There's a couple of sofas, some tires, a pushchair, and then this is all pallets and stuff and old wood that we're getting rid of. Yeah, so I've got the steps to do still. They're going to be the same color as the roof in a gloss. We had to bog the sides, so I've been waiting for that to dry and then just waiting for us to not keep walking on it so heavily. There are a couple of slats that are missing. I was just like, if I get to it, I get to it. If I don't, I don't. So this is the bedroom that still needs to be done with the laundry once I've painted everywhere else. And then I bought some nice plants. I'll show you them in a minute. One to go there, one to go in the middle, and then one to go around the other side. And then I'll get some like smaller, nice tropical red, I think. Like just something a bit colourful. Actually, I wonder if I could just take, covered in paint, I was wondering if I can just take some of these and put them around, because they'll probably spread. Could possibly do that. I know a cream fence looks weird next to grey, but you know, we can only do what we can do. This is what I was meaning, cream next to grey, but we've only got so much time. These are the plants I've already bought, and we've had a heap of rain overnight, so they're all healthy and nice. So I'll get them planted soon. There's the back. This was full up to basically where the wheelie bin is, full of junk as well, which is what some of that on the front is from. So we've cleared all that out as well. So it's been a big task, and we've done it all hopefully in under 3 weeks. We're up to 2.5 weeks now. We've put in a sewer line too, so the new toilet that is inside the house. But yeah, so that's means there's a toilet inside the house as well. Our aim and goal with this was to upgrade it so that we can basically up the rent and get different clientele in here, which I'm really confident that we will now. The place is going to be immaculate. The only thing we might not get done inside is the floors. They have really not looked after, which has been really annoying. The worst of it is probably like where we've covered, you can see this was the walkway. So I've had a go at some of it, but it's bringing up the lacquer, so we're just deciding what we want to do. I personally will be re-sanded back and then re-lacquered. Nath doesn't want to pay for that, so we'll just see. We'll see what time we've got, but I'm leaving it till absolutely last. So I'm going to get there. I'm just going to have a break. I've got a cup of tea, some grapefruit, and an egg for morning tea. Then I'm going to crack on with the bathroom and in here. And then, yeah. Then I can move tools into here. I can move stuff out of the laundry, and then I can get cracking with painting in there. So God has provided, God is good, got a lot going on. Had a really emotional day yesterday. I had to write what I wanted to be read out at Dad's celebration service, and I was so tired as well. So yesterday was a really hard slog emotionally and physically, but we went to bed at got in bed at about 7 last night, went to sleep at 7:30, and then I woke up at 5:30 this morning, and it was just the best sleep ever. So I feel like a new person now. So hopefully I can do another video for you before we leave. And if not, then it will be a video when we get home, and I'll make sure I take lots of videos before we leave so we can do before and afters. So we're going to be traveling, going to be recording podcasts from lots of different places over the next couple of weeks. One will be back home, and then a couple will be from the UK. And then hopefully I'll be back home in my own bed again after I don't know how many weeks it will be. Well, I mean, I've got a week next week in my own bed. And my leg is holding up too. Finding it really hard to crouch down still. The stitch in my groin, or when I like kneel down or try and sit cross-legged, not good. So I've had to try and improvise how I do low down stuff, mainly with paint buckets and sitting on them, or just bending over. That's it. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I know it's been a little bit different. We just got to roll with the seasons and, you know, just keep going. God is good. He gives us strength when we don't have it. And I want to thank all the people who have been praying and sending encouragement, and for all the messages. I'll try and get back to the messages when I get back home, because there's been so many wonderful encouragements. I appreciate them all. And I'll chat to you next time. God is good. God provides, and He will provide for you, just like He has provided for us, everything that you need and more, even down to washing baskets to take out your washing in a reno. All right, catch you next time. Bye.